Chapter 4. For a count of years numbering 7 times 7 times 7 times 7, Copsis Bule had tended his garden. He did not know how many millions he had pulled out of the ground since that first day. Unlike some, he kept no lists, no ledgers, except that which existed in his mind. He knew only that his God saw it as good. Turning his knife so that it was point down, he pushed the blade into the mushy chest of the body spread like soft grey cheese over dry bread across the trencher table in front of him. There was no resistance. It was like cutting into marrow jelly. Flesh separated in a great swelling of maggots as Bule carved from collar to coccyx. A commingling of organs and body juices dribbled from the gash. The smell was pure ambrosia. His belly gurgled. Decay was a master gourmet. It loosened the fat, softened fibres, and pulled meat from the bone. It brought out a depth and range of flavours that the impatient flesh-eaters of corn, or the squeamish that burned their meat with fire, could never experience. He licked the juices from his knife-blade, mouth distending to accommodate his entire fist. The panoply of tastes and odours gave him shivers, but he closed his eyes. The added spice of plague magic, the power of new life, tingled on the tip of his tongue, and then diffused through him like a warmth. He withdrew his hand, sucked clean, and then hung the knife from one of the curing hooks that protruded from his armour.
"Already,"
snuffled Gurg, the Bray Shaman thumping the ground with a skull-topped stave as he walked around the stirring realm gate. Standing behind the sagging trenches in an octed around the realm gate, Blight Lords and Champions watched solemnly. The Shaman raised his bull snout and snorted, bone fetishes and feathers tinkling from blistered horns. He closed his eyes and emitted a low sigh that made the hanging flesh of his throat quiver.
"Feel him stirring."
Bule spread his arms with a smile. Torchlight flickered from sconces set in the columns. Brass tocsins, played by hooded slaves with wire brushes, hummed a sonorous chorus.
"Who feeds my children?"
To a great squishing of meat and crumbling of rot-softened bone, the gathered worthies of the Rotbringers tucked in with a hunger. Bule watched them all, hands across his swollen girth. There was Fistula, ever prideful, ambitious, filling his mouth with the same abandon as the others. Beside him, the old bloat-hound Vitaine sucked jelly from his fingers and laughed at a joke. Their greatly honoured guest from Clan Rickett was hunched behind a corner trencher, nibbling diplomatically at a bit of bone and throwing uneasy glances up at the sky. Copsis Bule basked in the paternal glow. It was nearly time. The magic was rising, and Bule could feel the realm gate responding. For a moment, he could feel the connections that ran through the 8 points to some other place, some other realm, where one far mightier than he tended a garden of his own. He looked up. The moon was approaching its zenith. The stars were in alignment, brighter and clearer than Bule had ever seen them before. One of them momentarily grew brighter. Bule examined the moving constellation with wide-open eyes.
"Yes, yes."
The star grew brighter, brighter, shining out the others around it and projecting a beam of starlight directly onto the realm gate. Bule grunted at the sharp glare and shielded his eyes with his arm. As the light dissipated, he looked immediately back to the gate. A slender-bodied lizard, wielding what looked like a dart pipe and a spear, was now standing on the pedestal before the gate. It stood on its hind legs like a man, shorter even than Kletch Scabclaw, and more wiry still. The black coloration of its scales mottled to white as Bule watched, matching itself almost seamlessly to the marble hues of the gate behind it. His eyes continuing to recover from the flash, Buell noticed 100 or so more of the little creatures spread out in the shadows around the gathered Rotbringers. A strange silence fell over them all. Even Gurg noticed and stopped chanting. The lizard man lowered its head, spines engorging to raise a vivid frill. It emitted a warbling chirrup, then lifted its dart pipe to its beak. For one so vast, Buell could move like poison through a panicking man's veins when quickened to do so. That he had not been so roused in over 100 years was nothing. He was Copse's Buell, the Black Thumb, and his knife was in his hand and wrist deep in the lizard's still shattering ribcage before the creature had drawn its breath. The lizard's nictitating eyelids fluttered in shock. Already its scaly skin was beginning to blister with the lesions of Nurgle's blessed rot, demon flies pupating inside the wound in its chest. But to Buell's surprise, what emerged from that wound was not blood, but pure cleansing starlight. Scalded where it touched his arm, Buell tore his hand back, ripping a chunk of the lizard's chest out with it. It shuddered and fell, vanishing in a cascade of glimmering motes before it hit the ground. Clenching and unclenching his fist around his knife handle, feeling the burned, cleansed tissue pulling, Buell grunted at the barely comparable sensation of a metal-tipped blow dart puncturing his neck. He felt the venom enter his blood, and would have laughed at its impish ineffectuality had he not been building towards such a fury. This was his moment, his time. The signs had been guiding him for centuries towards this night. With a snarl that came from deep in his monstrous belly, he turned and flung his knife. It spun end over end, so fast it appeared as a solid discus, and punched a chameleon lizard from its feet in an explosion of light and bone. Blow darts and javelins droned around him like hornets, snuffing out the torches with the wind of their flight, and falling on the Rotbringers. They bristled from unfeeling flesh, rattled off heavy armour, and even downed a handful of the mighty warriors before they had a chance to react. The beast-man, Gurg, dropped to his haunches and backed into a trencher table with his head down. He found Kletch already under it. Air rippled inside the arch of the realm gate. It was subtle, but there, the power awakening in direct response to the plague magic that Buell had nurtured in his garden for 2,401 years. That power was still rising. Nothing would stop it now. Copse's Buell looked again at his hand, free of blight for the first time since he knew not when.
"Kill them all!" he shrieked. "Let none of them touch my garden!"